I don't know if you've ever been on a show where they did the clap sync. I don't think you guys do it in animatic context, right?
Nah, we're lazy.
They do time dot is.
Oh, yeah. So essentially same thing. It just makes a spike. It makes it for Dylan. Love you, Dylan. Dylan's going to be hearing this. Great guy. Yes. I sent him some Shonen Flop shirts, so I hope he enjoys them. So let me see. So what else? Oh, by the way, I'm actually sick with COVID, so if I start saying things that don't make sense, it's fine. I'm on like day four of symptoms, so I was like, I just don't want to reschedule it, because it's also, I'm taking tomorrow off, so then tomorrow I just don't have to worry about what mental condition I'm in tomorrow. So tomorrow's like gonna pretty much be like 90% just a vacation day,
because
you know,
good.
It's like when you get the excuse to just take a day off of work without using a day off PTO day, you take it, because fine. Rachel was great. We played a bunch of Kirby. Which
Kirby?
The newest one, the Forgotten, because I got it for her because she was supposed to get her wisdom teeth taken out on Wednesday, which is obviously not going to happen.
Yeah.
So she was like, all right, well, I probably have COVID too. So we did that. Because I got her that, and I also got her Totoro slippers.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it worked out still pretty well, so she could enjoy the slippers while she was taking care of me while I was bedridden. She's a real sweetheart, Rem.
Yes, that seems like it.
So let me see. So that was the last, I think, really pre just like boilerplate thing is getting things ready. So Rem, out of the sections, manga details about the manga, we kind of round robin the character, so like that one's not really up for grabs. Jordan, by the way, we usually round robin the plot summary just because of some production issues. He's just going to write it and then read it off and we'll insert it into audio. So hopefully this means
I fucked up.
So it's okay. It happens. So that means, it just means though, Jordan, you guys get extra time to fight during the recording.
Hey.
Yes!
So on that note, by the way, we have a rule where we try and keep the recording to an hour and 15 minutes just for Dylan's sake.
Okay, cool.
So if I ever seem like I'm being pushy and moving things and you do feel like, hey, I still wanted more to say, that show is fully edited. Like, we take that hour 15 to about 55 minutes. So please feel free to stop me and say, hey, I don't want to transition yet. Or you're likewise welcome to completely retake some audio if you want to say it better. If you feel like, hey, I realize that maybe you guys don't want to hear my thoughts on cryptocurrency, can you take that out? that's our new acceptable target now that we can't make fun of libertarians anymore after we spent like 20 minutes of our last guest making fun of Ben Shapiro.
Cryptocurrency. Making fun of cryptocurrency isn't not making fun of libertarians.
Yeah.
Like, it is true. It is true. They are a very strong correlation.
They're tangential, yeah. Tangentially related.
Oh, wait, hold on 1 second. Let me make sure. Sorry. For some reason, T-Wolfwood can't join.
Is it because he isn't chainsaw level anymore?
Yeah, when he changed his profile. Oh, man. Let's see.
How you doing, Rem?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I feel pretty bad for fucking up not having the plot summary, but, you know.
It happens.
Like, such is life.
Yeah.
Jordan, don't sweat it, my guy.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I am sweating it because part of the reason this happened is that my room decided to be really fucking hot, so it was tough to go to sleep today. Fucking, must be because I'm in it. It's too damn hot. I watched a beautiful movie. On Saturday, different movie from what David saw. I watched Velocipaster.
Oh, good. That's a great movie.
Yes. It's very much a parody of shitty movies.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's a kind of parody of like Jurassic Park, but religious?
No. There is one of the best lines of the movie is is like the love interest goes up to the the main guy who is a pastor that is turning into a velociraptor.
Don't you hate when that happens, Rem?
Yeah, yeah. And she's like, you turn into a dinosaur, and he's like, okay, first of all, dinosaurs never existed. But second of all,
Oh my god.
It's pretty good.
Alright. Sorry about that, T. Wolfwood. My apologies. I really thought I had set up the Dolphin Dad, so I appreciate, though, you being our first patron with that tier so you could help us work out the kinks on
thank you,
my gum up.
Thank you for troubleshooting for us.
But yeah, please ping me, though, if you feel like there's anything else, because you should have access to, you shouldn't have lost access to anything when you became a Dolphin Dad versus a Chainsaw Man patron. So let me know if you see any other permissions and stuff that you, for some reason, can't access. Okay. And so back to the main point, Rem, our wonderful guest. So out of those bolded points, is there anything that stands out to you as things? Usually I would say just if there are 2 points that you're like, I really want to make sure I get a word in on this topic.
Unsurprisingly, I have quite a bit to say on the why it failed.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I will give that to you, of course, Rem. I would say 90% of our guests want that section. yeah. Okay. Is there a second section that you would like?
I think, let's see, in second place, probably where it could have gone, but.
Fuck yeah, we're going to argue in this episode. I can already tell.
I would hope less passionately than in Dress Up Darling, though.
We'll see.
Oh, yeah, Dress Up Darling, I actually liked it a lot less after I finished. So, I was kind of like, this is kind of the same thing over and over again.
Validation.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
No, we're not saying, no, that's it. We're not going into any other.
Yeah.
We need to start recording at some point. We can argue about it after when we're uploading the audio. That's, time is a free action. Just because Jordan has to head out by 10:30 our time because he's got work.
Okay.
So Rem, I'm sorry though, since I was just talking, making sure T-Wolfwood was good. Can you tell me, was there a second section you also felt passionate about? And I can read the sections to you again if you're not sure what they are.
Not as passionate, but if there was a second, probably where it could have gone.
Okay, that's always the fun one too. That was what I wanted, but that is okay. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Let's see. I will do. I usually do manga details because no one wants that section. And then, by the way, I put some characters. I added them in the character section, and then they disappeared because this series is a fucking mess. Are any of the scratched out names I shouldn't delete, or are we good with the 5 people that I thought would matter and then didn't?
Let me check who you got.
Okay, and then I'm gonna take. I'll take what it did well, and Jordan can have the scraps.
Aww.
Yeah, it seems like the uncrossed out characters are the most important ones.
Okay, I'm just gonna crash all these characters then, because I was like, we do not have time to talk about all of these.
A lot of them seemed like they were gonna be very important.
The what?
Who has the dead sister?
Oh, his sister's not actually dead. It was.
I thought she was.
There was that
no,
was
it was his dog.
Yeah.
Thought his sister was dead.
No, that was.
Yeah,
it was implied that his sister was dead, but it was actually his dog. And then his sister shows up. Yeah.
Oh fuck me! I couldn't. There were too many characters. I couldn't keep track.
There were so many.
There were a lot of characters.
Yes. So anyway, though. By the way, so Jordan and Rem, are you guys good with your 6-word summaries?
Oh yeah.
If you wouldn't mind adding them to the doc, because we actually do when we do our year end review, Rem, we have an award for like best 6-word summary. So I go and look back at our notes. Jordan sometimes likes to play extreme and write his while we're recording, which is fine.
Sometimes, yeah.
I'm trying.
Sometimes
I literally keep trying to not shit on you. And then you are like, David, no, why aren't you insulting me? You should I was just like, oh, we had a production issue. Jordan's like, yeah, I fucked up, guys.
I'm literally
trying to fucking, like, hand wave away the issues. And
no,
Jordan,
I appreciate it.
He accepts accountability.
I deserve it.
I can respect that. But it's okay. As we have, I think, one of the sexiest men in Utah, as per my conversations with Dylan, damn, we've now had three people from Utah on the show. I wonder actually if that's the most representation of a state on the show.
Hmm. Well, I feel like, to be fair, I feel like for anime out of context,
it's a little bit cheating since it's just like,
yeah,
we're part of the same group.
We bring on the people from the Utah anime podcast. Yeah.
That is true. That is true. At some point, I was telling Jordan, maybe sometime we'll come to Utah and see, and then you guys can
hang out on the Salt Lake.
Yeah. I've never been to Utah, so I was like, okay, so I actually have a reason. Because I was like planning a trip with my friends, and like, this was before I knew you guys, but I was like, how about Salt Lake City? Because I've just never been to Utah. And everyone was like, no, I don't want to go there. I'm like, well, I don't know when the fuck I'm going to Utah then. So.
Yeah, if you're ever down here, just let us know.
Oh, for sure. I will most certainly. I told Jordan how we can try and go to England and visit our friend Hassan, because Jordan, since he works nights, he's already in that time zone.
Yeah.
So he's not jet lagged. So it's like a 200 IQ move for Jordan to go to Europe. Like, I was talking to a friend of mine, and she was like, yeah, I just get up at 4 a.m. every day, because she has, like, a horse and whatever. God. And I was like, oh, well, because it's, like, 9 a.m. right now. You could just, like, go to Europe. You could do, like, a vacation in Europe super easily, because you wouldn't change your sleep schedule.
Yeah. Wait, do you have to wake up at weird times and you have a horse?
You're really at the horse's schedule.
Yeah. I guess so. I guess it's like having a baby.
Sure. Okay. So do you guys, Rem, is there any warm-up topics you would like to discuss? Our show, we don't have anything. It's just kind of like Jordan just lets me kind of talk about whatever I want for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't have anything in mind.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's any strange observations about anything I've made recently, Jordan, that's worth discussing.
People still say based.
You know, God's will said based. And I was like, son of a bitch, I fucking told you people use that term still.
Yeah, David, I was able to articulate why it's so weird when you say it. It's because it started out as an alt-right phrase, even though it comes from Lil B the Base God. Like, the people who use the word based are the same people who, to me, would use the word red-pilled.
Oh, God.
You say that.
No, I
on three separate occasions have had to remove audio of you saying red-pilled.
No, because David,
because you've told
me
to take it out.
Also, David, you have to understand, to me, saying based is an incomplete phrase, because usually I hear it said based and red-pilled, because those are the types of people who use the word based, David!
Okay, whatever.
So when I say it, it is ironic, and it seems obvious that it's ironic, because the people who use it are that, so that's how it's associated, so it's like, yeah. So it's implied when you say base.
All right, this is like This is like Pepe the Frog all over again.
Yeah, it is.
At least, on the right side, Pepe the Frog was reclaimed by gamers. So you know
he was.
It was definitely a dog whistle, but now you know it only sometimes is.
That's fair. Yeah, it's kind of like I watch Settled, who I don't know if you guys are into like hardcore RuneScape content, where
porn what.
Like, not pornography, it's RuneScape. but, all right, so unironically, there is a series called Swampletics where this dude, did you guys ever play RuneScape?
Yeah.
Do you remember Mauritania, like, the horror land?
Oh yes, the land of many horrors.
So this guy was like, I'm going to play RuneScape, but I can only play in the swamp region, and I can't use a bank.
Okay.
And then he does the craziest shit. Like, he fucking, there is, to get his agility level up to like 25, there's a bridge that gives you 7 experience.
Oh, no.
And he literally uses that bridge for, I think, 15 hours to get to level 25 agility. And he makes it insanely interesting. I remember the last episode, because he was like, there is this really hard raid. So RuneScape added raids, and he's going to be like, I want to do this only using equipment I can make in Mauritania. And I didn't even, like, phone down, you know, looking at the screen, watching this dude in the last episode, like, it was good fucking content.
Yeah.
Like, hand to God, best RuneScape content ever made. Like, unironically, I recommend this to people that don't even play RuneScape, because it's just actually really interesting to see this dude play RuneScape in the most insane manner possible.
Yeah, it's just handicapping himself to such a great degree.
Yes. And yes, I've asked Swampletics. That's the name of his character, Swampletics. Because he's a swamp man. But anyway, all right.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I don't even know what to say after that. COVID again. All right. Yeah. Oh, by the way, one last thing. Rem, have you ever thought about having an episode of Anime Out of Context where you fight with Sean, or you make Sean watch something that you know he won't like, but you do, and call it, like, Rem Vengeance? That's really good. I should use it on the main episode.
I mean, sometimes I do my April Fool's episodes, but, you know, Sean doesn't find those as amusing.
But you know what I do find amusing? Is this show. So let's get into it. So, man, I still remember my first...
Amazing transition. Wow. Yeah,
so smooth, so subtle.
You were struck by a smooth transition. All right, so anyway... So what we're going to do now is we're going to do 10 seconds of silence for the noise reduction. Then we're going to do a clap. We're going to go 3-2-1 clap, 3-2-1 clap, just a double spike. Makes it easier for Dylan because he knows when the show really started versus the warm-up audio, which he doesn't have to edit. So let's do that right meow. Three, two, one.